Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. This is our new time slot. We're now on Wednesdays. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from Minnesota, and I am joined by
Ann Ortley at my bright red desk in New York with handsome hanging shotgun. He's my wingman tonight. He's sitting on the top of the desk. So.
And I gather that's your cat.
That is Handsome the cat, yes. He's a big,
yes,
big old black and white.
And
with
the other eyes, the image is just marvelous.
Yeah, he just sits here on the red desk.
Mark,
and he looks
the
stunning.
Third
yeah.
of our trio, is off tonight with family, and we'll be here next week.
Right.
Next week I'll be off with my family, and we're all rotating. Make sure that you get two of us most weeks at least,
right.
not
yeah.
three. Because we do love sharing our love of astrology and how we see astrology unfolding in the headlines. We want to make it accessible to you, hence the name. So we start off by talking about the astrology of the moment, and then we spend the second half of the program answering questions from you, our callers. So if you have an astrological question and you have not called in the last, say, 6 weeks, please call tonight and raise your hand. And Anne, what's the number and how do they do that?
347-215-8881. 347-215-8881. And we already have a couple callers on the line, so that's good. I was worried we wouldn't have any callers because it's like, I said we're going to be broadcasting on Wednesday, but I didn't say when we were going to start. So thank you, callers. Thank you. We appreciate it. Okay,
thank
forward.
Thank you, callers. And so we're still in the middle of a two-month conjunction between the Sun and Mars. It's separating, and now it is in Taurus rather than Aries, where it was all last month, and the energy was so explosive and militant. But this Sun-Mars conjunction is still a doozy, and it is today running opposed Saturn, and their Sun is at 11, Mars 8, in Taurus, and Saturn is at 7 Scorpio. Right now, the moon
yesterday.
Tonight is in Aquarius, forming a T-square with us. Now, these are all fixed signs, and we see this stir up and can give us determination to make things happen. It can give us the energy that we have to do what we need to do. It gives endurance, but it staying still very explosive. This is more dig your heels in on an argument once you get going, and then it is explosive, but it's still pretty intense. And I gather, I got an email from Alan Oaken tonight and,
mm-hmm.
and his Facebook posting saying that he had been walking through Turkey and found himself in the middle of a workers' riots. And I hear that throughout the world, May Day is, the first of May Day is, you know, honoring workers around the world, as well as bringing in the flowers and all those other wonderful earthy things. But that many countries around the world right now are in the midst of protests all day long.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That Sun-Mars opposition.
Right. And it's also Beltane, too, you know, which is,
yes, it is
another way to
and
use your Mars.
I have your
way.
Yes, it is. You know, they used to have wild copulation in the fields to fertilize the fields for us.
Right. Yeah, I like that kind of
leftover from that is still, yes, the traditions of dancing, the Morris dancers, you know, dancing on the earth to wake her up, and maypoles, and sharing May baskets, although you'd hear May snow baskets if you're in Minnesota today.
Right.
But the earthiness of it. And we can feel as Mercury today also entered Taurus,
mm-hmm.
bring us into that deeply earthy quality.
And Mercury's
so
going to slow everything down, too, because it's been...
It is.
And fast-moving.
Not quite so
area.
Reactive.
Yeah, right. Not so reactive. Mm-hmm. And also, it's going to be in Taurus for only 14 days, which is I always find interesting. We had 67
mm-hmm.
days of Mercury in
moving
Pisces, which seemed like it
right
would
now.
Never end.
Mm-hmm.
And now Mercury's in Pisces, burns in Capricorn, a slow-moving sign for only 14 days. He's moving really quickly through that Capricorn, or through that Taurus. But he's taking the Jupiter with him, you know. So Jupiter, when Mercury went into Aries, we had the bombers in Boston, and now it's in Taurus. As it shifted, mm-hmm. they announced that they arrested three more people, but I haven't actually read who they are yet. So that beginning and ending, it marks the Aries. And now we're into Taurus, which is like, okay, slow and steady. But it slows the heavens down, and it slows our desire to communicate. But it's going to catch up to Mars. And when it does, you know, expect Mercury to come up with a bunch of stuff, because he spent a lot of time underwater, and he's going to talk to Mars about the new dreams. So it's a very interesting week. And Saturn is the handle of the bucket, which I find always kind of fascinating, because they have a, you know, when he's the handle, everything gets filtered through that old stuff, you know, your old psychological stuff, your old father stuff, your old authority stuff. So I've had a lot of people working on that thing. And then, of course, Pluto stationing at the degree opposite the World Trade Center. And what did they do? They found part of a plane in New York in an alleyway that nobody noticed for 11 or 12 years since the 9/11 happened. So it's kind of like, really? Nobody looked in the alley for 12 years? But, hey, what can you do? So that also brought up for people, like, really? You know, and they're sifting for body parts now. They're, you can't make this stuff up, you know. It's just, like, right in the heavens. So, but I also like this today, Heather, the Sun trine Pluto. So let's talk a little about that and how people can work with their power energies.
And that is the whole question of how are we empowered?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a. I find it a really deepening aspect where people can, you know, they're developing, the symbol is developing a good relationship with Pluto, developing a good relationship with going deep, with looking under the rocks, with being empowered in yourselves. So it's that's an interesting process. What did you see of, what do you see the Sun Pluto trine bring out?
Well, I always kind of like it because it's a nice little manageable one-year sign. And it talks, it takes you back to like, okay, what was Pluto doing when they joined in December, when the Sun joined with Pluto in December and said, okay, now we're going to talk to you about your understanding of power. I have Pluto angular, so for me it always is a fun one to watch because the Sun and the Pluto are in the same house. So when they meet, I always tend to find a little, oh, okay, how am I going to own this energy on a different level? And I think it's really the positive expression of power and the negative, you know. So on a very mundane level, there's a new documentary opening about Bergdorf Goodman, and it's gotten a lot of press. It got reviewed today. And Bergdorf Goodman is this very expensive store in New York, which is kind of the epitome of New York shopping. And New York, of course, is a Capricorn city. And Sun in Taurus is a sign of beauty and grace. And it's like, well, if you're not in Bergdorf's, you know, like you're just not going to make it, you know, kind of thing. And it's a very interesting, and they have these amazing windows and these amazing displays. And I have to say, I've always felt a little intimidated going into Bergdorf's, you know, because it's like one of those places where when you walk in, like three people come running over to help you. But if you like that kind of stuff, it's really, I always feel like I'm not ready to buy anything yet, you know, I'll come back to me. But I think it's the understanding the Taurus power, the power of Taurus as a beauty, as a creative energy, as an energy of, you know, abundance, you know. And I was in the, there's a couple gardens in New York. I was in the Brooklyn one today walking around on Mom Earth barefoot. I thought, okay, I need to go hang out with Mom and smell some lilacs. And it was just, the place was awash in people, you know, and little kids screaming, yelling, ranting, running. And at 2 o'clock, the whole place shuts down because all the kids get on the bus and leave. And it turns back into this like peaceful garden. So it was really fascinating to watch that energetic shift because it's kind of amazing. And I just love Taurus trine Pluto as a trine. It's a harvesting aspect. It asks us to each say, okay, this is how I'm going to use my power. This is my direction in which I want to take it. So I like it from that point of view. It's an opening trine. It happened, you know, this is a cycle that takes about a year, and it tends to be how you develop your relationship with your own authority and your own energy around power. How do you see it?
Well, what's also interesting is that because Sun and Mars are conjunct, Mars trines Pluto on May 5th. On Cinco de Mayo, and that Mars trine Pluto, I mean, you've got the two planets that are kind of like macho power energy, and people tend to put their energy, their willfulness, it's a very willful week coming up, We've got the eclipses coming, which we'll talk about next Thursday. Then we have the new moon in Taurus, which we'll talk about a lot more next week. Not this Friday, but the following Friday, which is one of the most fertile times of the year to plant. Following that, we have the waxing Aries moon with this energy, which will make bring up the willfulness. On May 5th, not only does Mars form an exact trine to Pluto, but the moon enters Aries on the same day, and Mercury trines Pluto the following day, because Mercury's moving so fast. Mercury's going to be conjuncting Mars as it does this,
right,
with the moon in Aries. There's a lot of willfulness, will torque, and it's, you know, if you've got a lot of rocks to move, build a stone wall, great, go for it. This energy's got what it takes to help you. If you're building a business, it's a very entrepreneurial energy, great. Mercury is first, it opposes Saturn. What I also see, though, is willfulness and a crackdown on will, power struggles between groups that have energy. It could be wonderful, quite literally. Whenever we talk about power in the astrological realm, we're talking about both the personal power of what am I empowered with, power over, and then political struggles and empowerment problems. And whenever there's power issues, you'll see it from occasional rape cases to government crackdowns to, you know, rebellions. All that energy starts to push against each other. But you also see quite literal, you might see a jump in search for alternatives to fossil fuels or alternative energy come up, because that's the literal form of power,
right,
which are also very much a part of this these aspects this week.
Well, and also
notice how you use your power.
Yeah.
Notice how you attract. It's kind of juicy for people that are looking for mates or are just at the beginning of a relationship, because we have personal power over one another. We can use it well. It's like, use your power for good.
Right. Well, and Martha Stewart signed up for a dating service, and they said, well, whatever. She goes,
okay,
I want a guy for sex.
Yeah. Nice and direct.
Nice and direct.
Well,
good old Martha.
Want.
Right, yeah. And then there were the Sherpas being fighting on top of Mount Everest. You know, there was a big fist fight on Mount Everest, and they were waiting for the, when they came down, there were like 300 Sherpas waiting to beat them up, and the, whatever, whoever owns Mount Everest goes, well, you know, we're really not going up there and resting anybody. You know, it's like, whatever, work it out, people. But it was, it's very argumentative energy, too. So we don't want to minimize your ability to get into arguments. You know, you're supposed to be climbing Mount Everest, not wasting your few bits of oxygen knocking out some other team, you know. But I think that there's that energy of, it really just kind of goes right off the course, you know. And in New York, we have Mayor Bloomberg going absolutely crazy just the other day, because there's a mayoral race coming in the fall. Actually, we're in the orb of it, and he, you know, and a lot of people, we have this thing called stop and frisk here in New York, where they basically can open your stuff and look in it without any probable cause. But he's like, but we haven't had anything happen bad since 9/11. People, don't go making politics out of whatever. And it, and he was really livid. I mean, and he, you know, he does get a little bend on every now and then, and you just go, yeah, you are an autocrat, aren't you? You know, you kind of do this nice billionaire thing, but challenge your policies. So that's the other part, is it's a very aggressive energy around, you know, I'm right, you're wrong. You know, don't you go telling me what to do.
That's so. Part of the, that and we'll feel it more subtly, maybe, in our personal life. Everything can go along, da-da-da-da-da, and the energy is just supporting us doing what we want to do, giving us a little extra stamina, not a lot of hyper energy. It's Taurus, not Aries. So it's steady energy. It's like, get in there and just get done what you need to get done. And if we start to have a, and it doesn't mean that, you know, when all these planets were lined up in Aries, there was a lot of twitchiness and a, you know, a lot of fuel ready to spark and people looking for a fight. This isn't quite like that.
Right.
But when a fight starts, you see the jaw set, you hear the heels dig in, and you see the mule look in the eyes,
you
and you know you're not getting
your friends to meet your guys at the end of the mountain.
Exactly. Yeah. Or you get your, you know, your climber friends to go abuse the Sherpas. And you don't want to do that. You'd be like, that's not where it's going to go. If you realize that you've, you know, go tackle something useful at that point and back away from the argument because it's not really going to go anywhere. It's your beloved that you're arguing with. It's your dog who won't stop doing something. I say distract and redirect.
Yeah.
And come back later because a direct confrontation will not further.
Right. No,
it will just be a standoff.
It'll be, and
there are times when you need to take a stand against something that really needs to have a stand taken. Then think of it planting your feet rather than aggressing.
Right.
Use
like
your
that,
energy
planting
for good.
Your feet. That's a good analogy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's very good, very Taurus, mm-hmm. because it's a time to get ready the fields. Also for business right now, mm-hmm. we're in the waning moon, so it's not time to plant in your garden, it's time to get your fields ready. It's not time to plant your new ideas, it's time to prepare the fields.
Right.
After the new moon in Taurus next week, a week from tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
we'll be ready to plant.
Right.
But in a very, very fertile time to get things planted. Ideas, loves, business. But right now, prepare those fields.
Mm-hmm. Plow them, baby, plow them. All right, so we have a lot of people calling.
So let's take a call.
And then also, because it is eclipse season, you know, the whole idea with eclipses.
Oh, yes, I did want you to talk about the eclipses.
Yeah, no, the eclipses and the eclipses in Taurus, it's on the south node. So Tauruses have a lot of trouble letting go of stuff. It's just it's a sign that likes to accumulate and hang on to things. So it's also just kind of watching where part of you wants to let go. Or where you're being pulled at to let go. And that even though it might not be something that you can really trust right now, meaning you're not 100% sure you really want to let go, you know, whatever's running, that the letting go is actually a good thing for you. And it's okay. Trust that process. You're going to be asked to let go of something. And it might be something that you're kind of, but I don't know that I'm done with it. And it's not in a bad way, but it's just trust that if it's really pushing on you to leave it or let it go, do, and allow it, that whole butterfly thing, you know, if it comes back to you, it's meant to be, you know, and that the adage on it, you know, if not, hunt it down and kill it. You can always hunt it down and kill it in the summer, you know. But this week, if somebody's like, look, I need to go, I need my space, let them go, let them have their space, because they do need it. And you don't want to push them, because then they might erupt. Right, so just let them have their space. Don't get feeling needy. And if you need your space, you know, to someone, and you're feeling like they're being a little aggressive or they're being a little out of control, you can say to them, "Look, you know, I'm on vacation right now. I'm going to take a little break. I'll be back at the end of the eclipses, and we'll see what's going on then." No harm, no foul. Take care of yourself under these eclipses because they are highly emotional, and a lot of your old stuff can get stirred up. And people can just kind of jump on your head, and they don't even mean to, but they are. So it's also understanding that we're all deeply sensitive when eclipses are running, too. And this is a big set because it's an exact eclipse, and it's right on the south node, and there's three of the damn things. So we're going to be dealing with this energy until June 10th, I think it is, and when we have the next new moon. So we're right in the middle. We aren't even in the middle yet. It's still coming, so pace yourselves. As Mark always likes to say, it's a long haul. It's not a sprint. So shout out to Mark riding on the train from Westchester. So let's take some calls. We have a pile, actually. I was worried no one would call, and I'm very happy you all called. Thank you very much. Not you all, but a lot of you.
Okay, we'll move with them fairly quickly tonight.
Yeah, all right.
Because I'm going to try to get a few in here.
Try to get a couple
okay,
in.
Okay, first caller.
All right, I'm pulling them up. 631, you're on the air. How can we help?
Hello.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Yes, hello. I can. Hi, how are you?
Good, how
October
are you?
13th.
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Birthday, it is October 13th, 1987, Huntington, New York, at 9.05 a.m.
And what's your question?
Prepared person, good.
I've been debating back and forth about going back to school for my master's degree. And I'm not sure if,
what
you
field?
Know, that's, you know, for marketing.
Mm-hmm.
I went to school for film originally, and I was thinking of going back for marketing this time around.
Good chart for marketing.
Mm.
You're going to be done wanting to go to school in the end of this. Right now you're having school transits because you're trying to figure out what you're doing. Come the fall, you're going to know what you want to do. So I don't know that you're going to actually stick the school out because you're having 9:05 a.m., right, on October 13th, 87.
Correct.
Saturn's going to come
Correct.
To your ascendant mm-hmm. in the fall. So right now, like, whatever it is you're doing doesn't mm-hmm. fit. You don't like it. It's not really right. It's not really working for you anymore. And you thought it would be, but it's like, nah, not quite. But there's a new birth
I
coming.
Think,
and when that
yeah.
birth
but
comes,
I think
then we'll see where
you are.
School's
going to be part of that.
Yeah.
Because, and I think school can be very much a part of that. But I think she's right. You're going to go back to school totally differently this time. In feeling directed. And in marketing, are you planning to combine your film? Because you're really good at working behind the scenes
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and very creative
Correct.
And really aren't fond of rejection. So film was tricky.
Correct.
So you've been making a lot of changes. You've just come through a very tough year with Pluto opposed your moon and Uranus square it.
Yeah. And Saturn on his Venus Pluto.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
and Saturn going through your 12th house.
Yeah.
I mean, honey, it sucked to be you sometimes the last couple of years.
Really, crappy year. Crappy,
me.
Crappy year.
But, you
but
know,
it's over.
Yeah, I mean,
it's going
like,
to get better.
I would like to combine
it's,
them
and,
like you're
and
saying.
It looks
like
to me like
kind of
your ability will be really seen in this new field. If you go into marketing, I think you're going to combine your film ability with marketing and come at it with, you know, put those together really well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that it'll actually you'll be fabulous at it
mm-hmm.
And that you've kind of grown a cynicism which will actually be good for the field.
That's spot on.
You need your own form of creative process that's not touched by marketing, that you're not trying to make a lot of money on, but it may be something that comes back and takes over again later. But it feels like the marketing degree you will really help you reposition in this next phase.
Great.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You're better at helping
it.
Other people making money than trying to make money for yourself.
Yeah,
okay.
That's true. You're good at commission-y things. Anything where you're going to make money through helping others totally works really well.
You make money. You make money helping other people make money.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a really good use of the chart. So.
Also,
but the film,
you know,
the film
but
I wouldn't give up the film,
gonna,
though. Hmm?
Right, I
yeah.
agree. I think, but that may not want to take the lead on it. And I think you may be doing, you know, marketing film. You may be doing advertising for that'll be going on. The,
exactly what I want to
you
do,
know,
yeah.
In lots of different ways. Yeah. Your progressed
Great.
Moon will be actually entering your house of education in... you know, about 2 years. So you may go back and forth. You may take a while to do this, or you may, you know, you'll be, yeah, you've got a learning curve ahead of you, but I think you're going to really love it.
Yeah. I would wait till Saturn got off your Mercury to really do this, though, you know, do the
mm-hmm.
testing, get ready.
That?
That's in the fall, October. Because you're going to have a whole different perspective once he gets out of your 12th house. Right now it's like ending
yeah,
a bunch of stuff. Huh?
Yeah, I think that you may be ready to sink your teeth into it by then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I would say with, you know, with Anne that if you don't get back into school right away, try again. You may, I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
hard to see. There's a couple of opportunities when you might be in school, but you'll really want to sink your teeth into something by the fall.
Yeah.
I mean, there is
It'll
the build-up
to it.
It'll
take you a while
to
kind of get yourself.
One more time?
Mm-hmm.
What did you say?
There's still that buildup because I still have to apply and stuff like that. That could be what you're...
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah. Okay. So good.
Great.
Good luck
Thank
with
you.
It. Okay, bye.
Thanks a lot.
Good luck.
All right. Hello, 845. You're on the air.
Hi, Annie. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm doing really good.
Good.
My question is, I'll give you the stats first. I'm November 6th, 1969 in Danbury, Connecticut. And... my question is, I met someone April
7th. What time?
I'm 3:43 a.m.
3:43 a.m.,
okay. And I met someone April 7th at a wedding, at my best friend's wedding. And we are on opposite ends of the United States, and it felt like lightning, like fateful, like magnetic. And he's coming out to see me in a couple weeks. Do you want his info?
No, you're showing you having really lovely transits for a big relationship, so I say go for it. Have a good time.
Yeah, okay,
November
all right.
November 6th, 1969, you got Saturn going through your second house. Back to 1983, you were only 15 then, 14 then,
yeah.
But you really put fourth your career at that point, and you said, this is what I want to do. And he's Saturn's going through your second, and he's in the relationship house, and he's opposite Mercury,
yeah.
and he was far. The guy's far away. This is the second really big, serious one, right?
Say that again?
Is this the second really big, serious relationship?
This is,
like,
what do you mean?
How
like
many
second?
Long, big, serious relationships have you had?
How many long,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, gosh. Plenty.
Plenty, okay.
I think what everything was Anne was saying, can you give us his information?
Okay, July 5th.
What do you know about him?
He's July 5th, 1969. I don't have a time. California.
Okay. And did you have any particular concerns or worries that you wanted to go over?
Just to see if it was legit. Or if it was just like
well,
the creepy.
You know, it's a perfect time for you to do this. We don't know if he was born before, say, 5 that afternoon or 6 that afternoon. His moon will be in Pisces, not in Aries. And if his moon's in Pisces, your moons are directly opposed to each other. So here you are on either side of the country. It's very funny. Quite literally,
mm-hmm.
your homes are opposed to each other. But you're just about ready to move anyway, or you're thinking of it. Things are just kind of restless and new, and you just need some change. Does he have a sense of maturity about him that you find attractive?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because you need a grown-up.
Yeah.
Or you don't last in the relationship.
That's true.
And you've got real romantic ideals. And sometimes you don't express those very carefully. You expect other people to guess them.
Mm-hmm.
And no one's ever going to be quite romantic enough for you. So I want
mm-hmm.
you to work on not... is he good enough, or is the relationship good enough? But how do I build the relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Your Marses are exactly sextile, one Sag to one Aquarius. I love that. It's lots of juice. You give each other energy
mm-hmm.
instead of exhaust each other, which is
yeah,
really
it's,
beautiful.
It's
your
been very
Venuses
lifting.
Are, you know, your Venuses are both in. His Venus in Taurus, yours in Libra. Your Venuses are both in Libra-ruled signs, very romantic. You tend to want to analyze everything under stress. He needs things sort of beautiful and spacious and hates to be analyzed. He needs you to not make him wrong. And you're good at finding people wrong as a way of defense.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't do that with him. You have to see the beauty in it and ask for what you need rather than tell him what to do about it.
Okay.
Can you do that?
I can do that.
Now, when we look at the two moons,
risk.
You know, the Pisces moon
mm-hmm.
and the Aries moon are very different, and depending on what time of day he's born, it's
right.
going to be a very different guy. How does he
very
eat?
Different.
Does
he's
eat
vegetarian.
Fast and want to eat your food, or does he, you know, like, let's share all the food and get lost a lot?
He's
I
a
think
vegetarian.
He's going to be more, let's share all the food and get lost.
Okay, so he's a Pisces moon, so that's good. Because
mm-hmm.
that makes a grand, nice grand trine in water. Because the Aries moon
mm-hmm.
is a little more... you know, it's going to be a little more reactive. You know, you got a Virgo moon, so your Virgo moon can be a little critical.
Oh, yeah.
And so the Pisces moon, you're going to get him, you're going to organize him and help him
mm-hmm.
clean up and pick the lint off his clothes and all that stuff. And he's going to be very appreciative of that piece, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
The Aries moon tends to be a little more reactive, so I like that he has a Pisces moon. So.
That would be great.
Yeah, no, we like them. Full
okay.
steam ahead. You're having awesome. Put down roots transits for the next 3 years, so your chart wants to mate.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously
oh.
mate. Yeah, so I would just say go for it and enjoy it. And you're also starting a new 12-year cycle about your life development. So if in 2001 and 89 you had serious relationships, 77 you were probably a little young for,
mm-hmm.
but each of those years were big years for you relationship-wise or changing your life-wise, that's what you can
okay,
anticipate.
Okay, I think we're going to have to stop.
Yeah.
And
we
say
are,
goodbye because the
British
up.
Lady's talking to us, yes.
Good look at that. And this, and you can reach either Anne or I in our personal, for a personal reading, you can reach me at rowanrobbins@aol.com or rowanrobbins.com. Anne, what's your website?
Astroanne.com, A-S-T-R-O-A-N-N-E.
Okay.
Yep. And Mark will be with us next week. And
right,
tune in.
And I'll be with you in 2 weeks.
Yeah, so we'll take your calls then.
Hope. Wonderful.
And have a good eclipse.
Take care.
All right.
Love.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye. Have a good week.